Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I'm so glad to be back home and back on the call with you. And I'm often amazed at God's ability to make billions of human beings and give them all, each one, a distinctness, even in their fingerprints. And your voices, I'm telling you, your voice, I can tell when you come on, and I recognize you, and I recognize that you've been a part of this call for a long, long time. And I want to thank you for your faithfulness. Carolyn Babola identified herself today from Texas. And we've been praying together, Carolyn and Bob, for, 30 years, 40 years almost. And he was the head of the United States with NASA space station business, all that has to do with that. And so I am just so thankful for all of you and for the faithfulness that you give to the Lord. And that really means something when our business is prayer. Now, I have something particularly on my mind this morning, and it has to do with that scripture that we use, 1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now, here's how you can affect all men in your prayer. By praying for their leaders. Verse 2, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So here God tells us that all men on this earth are affected by their leaders. And what their leaders, how they lead, is going to affect our lives. But it also reveals to us that we can affect our lives by praying, first of all, for our leaders. Now, we had a campaign that we launched some time ago called First of All. Mm-hmm. And this First of All campaign means that you will sign up, that you will commit. Sometimes in these days, people are afraid of commitment. They live together and don't even get married. But that we will commit that first of all, we're going to be praying for our leaders. You can do it online, billybrim.org, B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M.org. We have a place for you to sign. And today I'm going to open up our phone to you, just to the 8 o'clock prayers. If you will call us at the toll-free number, 1-800-972-3447, and just say, I commit to pray, first of all, for our leaders. Now, don't do this if you've already done it, because if you've already signed up, we've still got your name. We still have you as one of our several thousands that have signed up. I think it's about 6,000 now. But we need to one day take this to the president with a lot of names. This is of utmost importance. Now, Israel, when I was in Israel, the government has collapsed. Now, what does that mean? It means that still Netanyahu is the prime minister right now, but it's complicated. They had the elections on the 8th and the 9th. The Likud, which is his party, had the most votes with the most ability to put together a coalition. It came down to the coalition time, and you have to have 61 seats. It came down to that time, and there was a party with kind of a radical leader, and they had only 5 seats. But they were like using their power to take with those 5 seats and control the country. So Netanyahu did something very unusual. He just dissolved the government, and he just said, call for new elections. So now they're going to have elections September 17. So we've got to pray for those elections. We have to pray for those in authority. In the other elections, I was praying, God's will be done. I like Netanyahu. I like the decisions he's made, but I also like some men in other parties. So we're going to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth right now. And then I'm going to say that we need to pray for those elections. And I want you to pray when we all the time. Keep this before the Lord. Hover over this thing in prayer. Isto marahalasindo to kohobrate, ishana makahala galatino no hobrete. Istiano no nombre, istiano no nombre, istiano no nombre. Now, while we're praying for Israel and we're praying for their leaders, we must also pray for our leaders and all who have anything to do with what Iran has done. Iran has attacked two ships, carriers, near the Hormuz Straits, which is the Straits of Hormuz is where the oil supply of the world, really much of the world, passes through. And they have attacked two ships there. So what do we do? Do we let them get away with this? Are they trying to force some kind of a war because they're looking for their Mahdi to come in the midst of turmoil? I don't know. But we have leaders. The leaders of Israel, the generals, the prime minister, the foreign ministry. We have leaders in the United States, our president, Mike Pompeo, our State Department, our Pentagon, that are going to have to decide what to do about this. Now, we want the will of the Lord. We want the will of the Lord. So, here we go. Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, in the name of Yeshua, oh, Father, we do thank you, dearest Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. We do thank you that we together today can lift our voices to you, going right to the throne room, obeying your instructions. Lord, I know that it is written in the Word of God that there will be a battle. Ezekiel 38 and 39. But, Father, I don't see that Persia leads it. Iran leads it. It seems to me, Father, that the Russians are the driving force and that it is into Israel. Oh, dear Father, if this is the devil trying to push something off schedule, if this is the devil trying to push something out of timing, I don't know. I really don't know. And no one on this line knows. But, Father, in the name above all names, we're asking you to think down through the minds of Benjamin Netanyahu, the generals of Israel, those who have to call the shots, so to speak. Please show them what shots to call. Please show our State Department, our Defense Department, our President, Lord, our Vice President, please show them what to do. Please think down through their minds. And now, Father, we have prayed in the natural, and we're going to pray in the spirit concerning this deal in Iran, with this deal that Iran has instigated. Oh, give us utterance to pray about that, Father, as we lift our voices together. Limaro no show hotara misotanya nico e je de baratishon de levaga la bobre tanio quiero yondolo vrahashanda le peliondo ve micala cabra disco danie separate, separate, oh Lord, it is separate. Himaya no combre, hilancio de go ojete, brasoto la maradida nonia ni calacala bario noce, ijide baratora, babacara, macalacala dino no cobre beresito, scendolo brosi de bahara, macalacala dino no cobratesche di ando de go brande le meshato, eliando, 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 freine caladore a macashato. Oh, Hoshana Makala. Oh, Hoshana Makala, Nicola Doni, Nicola Broco. Mario della Brabasita, la Doce da. E Galamaria Makala Doni, Nicola Shode, Nicola. Oh, marriage, Lord, we lift up the marriage. Ishtiano, Ishtiano, Ishtiano. Oh, Rabakala Kaladinia de Covetato. Ishana Makara Bakala Kaladonia Nika. Already showed in Galabrata. Ishtiano, Riamakahala Dishkotonia de Covrete, Vicahalabrate. Istian, Eastern, the Eastern Lord. Lift up the Eastern. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Both of our countries that we primarily pray for, and to the Netherlands, who's on here, it's not that we don't pray for your country, but God has somehow caused the United States of America to be powerful. To rise and at the time that Israel has arisen. And so both of them are facing elections now. I saw something yesterday and I put it into a blog, a long blog. I told you in the blog, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, get a glass of lemonade, and sit down and read this blog because it's really important. I also posted a picture with the blog. Read that picture. It comes from the Jerusalem newspaper, the Jerusalem Post, some years ago. I argued with myself on whether or not to try to get what I saw over in a blog, and I decided that some of the people who pray on this call and who pray with us at noon are very dedicated and knowledgeable people. So what this blog has to do with is the blessing or cursing of America and the blessing or cursing of Israel. And it has to do with our leadership. It has to do with our keeping in the presidency, keeping in the administration, a pro Israel administration. And what I saw yesterday in the Jerusalem Post called to mind what I had seen some years ago, exactly the opposite, not in a Democrat-controlled administration, but in a Republican one. So people can think they're blessing Israel, like I think President Clinton thought and President Bush thought, but they were doing things that were very, very harmful and very, very against the Word of God. Now, I saw here's the headline that I saw yesterday in the Jerusalem Post. Greenblatt, this is the headline, colon, settlements not reason for lack of peace. Blaming the settlements for the lack of an Israeli-Palestinian agreement is a quote-unquote, farce. U.S. Mideast negotiator Jason Greenblatt said on Monday in New York. Greenblatt's comments came 2 weeks after U.S. Ambassador David Friedman said in a New York Times interview that Israel had the, quote-unquote, right to retain some of the West Bank. On Sunday, at the Jerusalem Post conference, Greenblatt said he supported Friedman's remarks. Quote, the lack of peace has nothing to do with the existence of settlements, no matter what people say, day in and day out. When I saw that, I said, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for how far we have come in our administration and the blessing of Israel. And my mind went back to an article that I wrote to something that I saw. I was in Israel at the time, this appeared in the newspaper, and I've asked them with the blog, which is long, I have repeated an article I wrote entitled An East Wind, and I went into the prophecy that Psalms 46, 47, and 48 are prophecies. They are prophetic, and they speak of how God uses an eastward wind for judgment, And I speak about, in the article, something I saw after the Jews came home, 1.5 million of them, actually. I said hundreds of thousands in the article, came home from Russia. That was a miracle. God had prophesied through the prophet Jeremiah that they're going to come home from the north, and he's going to get more fame out of it than when he parted the Red Sea. And so they came home. They needed to build in the settlements to receive 1.5 million people. And our government at the time, which was George Bush 1, and our James Baker, he, and I have the picture of him, it's a frightening, it frightened me at the time. He was at the Knesset, and he used his hand to slice down, because to take care of this 1.5 million people, Israel had to borrow from the World Bank. And the World Bank said, okay, we'll loan it to you, but you have to have a guarantor. And that guarantor has to be the United States. And James Baker and our administration refused. And he said, you're going to have to choose. But he said, James Baker said, the West Bank settlements are the greatest threat to world peace there is. And so then a judgment came, and I want you to read it. I want you to see it with your own eyes. Now, the point is, that was a Republican administration. They just didn't know what really to do. I don't doubt their salvation. I don't doubt that they're Christians. I don't doubt Jimmy Carter's a Christian. But his decisions and his ideas about Israel are horrid and have brought judgment, I think. He didn't stay in office long. And we've got a president and an administration right now that is ticked off one thing after another, after another, after another, blessing Israel. If Genesis 12:3 is true, and of course it is, then when you bless Israel, you will be blessed. And when you curse Israel, you will be cursed. We're entering now the 2020 election campaign period. We have to. We have to keep a government and heads of government that will bless Israel. This is the most important issue as far as nations go. Yes, we have many things to repent of. Horrible abortion statistics. Other things. But number one, and the only thing, I've got that little book, you know, that little mini book, How Nations Are Judged Because of How They Treat Israel. And it's just scripture after scripture after scripture. If you'd like to get it, phone us at 1-800-972-3447. And today I will let that, it is normally sold for $3. But today we'll send that to you, $2, and we'll pay the postage. Now, order 10 for $20 and give them away so that people know how of utmost importance. Now, so we've got to pray. We can pray. And we can pray and affect our leadership, who is elected. I'm not advocating for a person. I'm advocating for the biblical truth. And the biblical truth is, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. Now let's go to the Lord concerning the election in the United States of America, the 2020 election. Heavenly Father, in the name of all names, we come to you. We're coming to you for our nation. I'm asking the Netherlands and Canada to join in, because God uses the United States to bless Israel. And I'm asking all of you to join in right now, that we would keep an administration that will bless Israel. Oh, Holy Father, we desire it so. We desire it with our whole beings. Everyone on this call, I dare to say, with their whole beings, desires that the United States of America bless Israel. We're thankful, Father, that the embassy moved, and we recognize what the Bible says, that Jerusalem is the eternal capital. And now I pray for us that we recognize what is your will concerning what the world calls the West Bank and Jerusalem, that it remain undivided. Holy Father, give us leaders that stand for this. And I know there are people on both sides of the aisle who do, Father. But our administration has shown in the presidency that they do stand with Israel. And so we're asking you, Father, give us leaders, new ones to their offices, or keeping the ones we've got, that would be so pro-Israel, the United States of America could know blessing and bless Israel. We lift them up right now. Father, I think for some of those offices in the House of Representatives particularly, people are afraid to run. They're afraid to run because good people that know your will, because they know how wicked a campaign can be, and the press. So, Father, I'm asking you right now, I seem to be impressed to lift up someone that you're dealing with to run for office who could win and should win, but they're so concerned. I'm asking you for courage. I'm asking you for courage for that one. And this has to do with a House of Representatives seat. Elibrato shana mahalabarate. Kifrando shana maka. You who have spots coming open, spots up for election. Elibrato shana, join me right now. Join me right now, all of you, but particularly you who have some House of Simbroto shonda. He said the baratasa seats coming up. Lord, we trust you for good representatives, good congresspeople. Shina mahalobrete de brabasotania nikoho fetele godaje. Istiano cambre kele calatonia nikoho jetata de govratele gombrasa no comprete. I brabasote le mahalabrato shene ne core di shato. Istiano ora pacala coladi, brabacala caladino no hojete. And Father, in the name above all names, Sebrotinia, we come to you for the Senate. Ishtianora Bahaladino no Kohovrata and those important Senate seats, Father. Ishtiamaka and our administration, Lord. We lift up Ishtiamakambra, the administration, Lord. Ilibratosh Gedibranda, the one who would appoint judges. And Father, we know Risando, if another seat comes open in the Supreme Court, we are asking you to be Durgo Brashka the Baratanya Nakabra. Give us a judge, Ishahanamra, to fill that seat who would do your will. And we lift up the Supreme Court right now, Father. Some seem to be Ina Makahabaranda. Some seem to be Shetra Vrobanja. And we ask that you would draw them to your principles and draw them to the truths and draw them they are to espouse. We do thank you and praise you, Father. I know, dear Father, it says with thanksgiving. It says that we are to pray for our leaders with thanksgiving. I read and I heard, dear Lord, that some people ask our president, how do you get through some of the things that come against you? And he said, I think of God. Father, if he's thinking of you, oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Give him your thoughts. Give him your shimbarata hashote prato sembalatito. Ibala maratisho hundiambara. We know that the Spirit of the Lord can give thoughts to the spirit of man. The Spirit of the Lord can think through a man's mind. Ile machote vrapasa. And I mean a woman too, above a mankind. Shimara to Jose vrebeletanya nukobrati. Istiano, Istiano, Istiano. Che la Torah parasito la mahalabrande. Ile barote di macahalabra parasato de gohobanye. Scende di maratashate. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you for praying for me. I just want to thank you and praise you. While we have been gone, we've been going to so many things, four times in Israel, and the last year and things with the government, Washington, D.C., and things at Mar-a-Lago, other places. And so many of them are without honorarium, and primarily what our we depend upon our partners. Oh, so, well, we depend upon the Lord to speak to our partners, and he's done it. He's spoken to some of you, and you have kept us going, and we're so thankful so that I can do these things that honorariums don't come through. Now, we were in Israel, and I was there with a Jerusalem prayer breakfast. It was my honor. We had 65 nations represented as we prayed in Jerusalem, Jews and Christians together. And I got to speak a little bit, 8 minutes. But with 65 nations and hundreds of people, and most of these are leaders, leaders of nations or leaders of ministry. So it was an honor to get to do that. And it was a great blessing to get to pray with people. God has just called people to prayer. And, of course, we're going to be going now to the summit, the Christians United for Israel summit that's coming to pass in Washington, D.C. in July. And I'm asking you to go online, CUFI, and see all the details of that, and sign up if you can. And I want to encourage those of you who can to come early, because on Sunday, it officially begins on Monday, but I think it officially begins on Sunday with prayer, Daughters for Zion, and we have many men in it to join in for prayer. And I'll be speaking and teaching some of the things that are really on my heart, as will Cheryl Morrison. And Lynn Hammond, of course, Lynn Hammond and Diana Hagee. So if you can, come on Sunday and go online and sign up. If you haven't decided yet to sign up, Mike Pompeo is going to be our keynote speaker of the Night to Honor Israel. And, oh, I'm eager to hear him. I understand he's a dedicated Christian. How wonderful we are to have the State Department headed up now by a Christian. We had a meeting on Migdal Arbel, and I was just encouraged. I'm going to play a little bit, just a snippet of that meeting that we had with our architects and construction people on the noon prayer today. Now, I'm thrilled because we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We see the beginning of the process of actually the building, but I was also thought, uh-oh, here we go. The money's got to come in now. But I know how the Lord has brought the money before, and I believe he will again. And I'm just so thankful for everybody who didn't give up but stayed in there with us to get this built. And I'm so thankful, too, how my daughter Shelley has risen to the top. God has anointed her. And KCM, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, sent 4 buses to Israel, Terry and George Pearson's, the pastors of Eagle Mountain International Church, and they chose Shelley to lead one of those buses, and she did a wonderful job of it. So she's anointed to teach anything I teach. Thank God, hallelujah, for that. But I want you to remember us and Migdal Arbel as things are gelling now, as they are coming to a, and we're going to have a real good report for you very, very soon. I know that probably our construction head manager, project manager, whatever you call him, Ethan Cerrone, is probably on this line right now. He's in Israel. I think he's still there. So we're just so thankful to you for all your support and praying right now for our Migdal Arbel. Celebratania Nikoho Balati. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to ask you to put this on prayers, some intercessors, some of your best intercessors. Please put this on their hearts right now as to the monies coming in and as to the plans and as to the building permit, everything about it. God, I know the power of prayer. I want to tell you that we're on a new network, television network. There is a pastor, Mark Burns, maybe you know him, and a brother, President Trump calls him his pastor. And he has the Now Network, N-O-W. And he's put our program on there for free, our prophetic witness program on there for free. And, of course, Brother Copeland has had us on his BVOVN network for free. And now we're on the God Channel. This one's not for free. But the Lord is giving us many places to share. And we're just so thankful to him. I'm just so thankful. Without him, we could do nothing. Absolutely. Couldn't even breathe. And I just praise him for directing our paths. Getting ready to do a couple of, Shelley and I are going to do television Thursday and Friday. We do five programs one day and four the next. And we're going to be talking about heaven, but we're going to be talking about our paths to get there, and how we're walking it, and how God shows it to us. And each one of us has a path of life. Father, I pray for everyone on this phone call right now, their path of life. They're Derek, Lord. I'm asking you, and I know according to the 25th chapter of Psalm, that according to your chesed, according to your brit, according to your covenant with us, you are bound to show us our paths. Please show them their paths, Lord, so that they may meet you and greet you one day at the throne of God, having walked that path you chose for their lives. In Jesus' name I thank you, Father. Thank you for every person and their faithfulness to you and their faithfulness to this call. And in the name above all names, I love you. Oh, la maratasha. Everybody just telling me love him right now. I love you, Father. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us, that you're always with us. How grateful and thankful we are, and we thank you for giving us the right and the privilege to be used by you in prayer together. Shalom, shalom.